Welcome back to Tiger Talk, brought to you by Dakota Bank in Mowbridge. We're going to switch it up. We're going from softball to golf, and Coach Clute is with us right now. She's going to talk about the girls' golf program, and it's tough. In the spring, it seems like the boys have a little bit of an easier time of it because the weather is so nice in the fall, and then you have winter and then spring, and it kind of doesn't kick in enough. So how do you practice when you can't get out on the course?
We have last year we used the Edge Event Center. They allowed us to use their, so that was good. We could get in there and hit some rubber balls and do some different kinds of drills. It definitely hinders things. I'm hoping we don't have to put it off as much as we did last year getting on the course.
Right. The weather has been nice up to this point, but then we get this storm prediction coming in, and you know some people are modeling this as a blizzard with 13 plus inches of snow. Some other people are saying, you know, it's not as bad as everybody's predicting, but it does slow the whole process down as far as getting out there on the course, and that may be a detractor for numbers coming out. How are your numbers this year?
They're really good this year.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I have 10 middle school girls that joined golf for the first time this year, and then my 5 returning lettermen from the high school. So I'm happy with that.
You know, and I've always said that if you participate in high school golf, it's something that you'll carry forward for the rest of your life. I've seen 98-year-old men golfing, and they've done it since they were 10 years old, and they still get as big a thrill out of playing golf as they did when they were 10 years old. So if you have the inkling, come out for golf and enjoy the great outdoors in a game that is so much fun.
I agree. And that's kind of the message I give the girls when I try to recruit them is that, you know, golf's a game. Even if you choose to do other sports, that golf's a game you can play all your life, and it's fun.
Yeah, you know, I've golfed. We didn't have a golf team in high school, but I golfed when I was in high school, and then I got a little bit more serious as I moved out to Nevada, and then I got here. And right now, at the stage of life I'm in, it's just about having a great time, being with your buddies and being out on the course. But when you're a 16, 17, 18-year-old kid, this could be a chance for you to play a sport in college.
Exactly. And the thing that I noticed last year was that the girls, they are establishing friendships with other girls from across the state. And those will be friends, hopefully they'll have if they move into college and they'll know people. So I think it's a great sport to just meet people and do something that's fun. The season's not long. And it's, again, something you can take with you the rest of your life.
One thing that I do know is we have a great booster club at Mowbridge Pollock School, and there's a lot of support there. But golf is not a cheap sport, and there's always an opportunity for the community to help out. What kind of things would help with the program?
This year, you know, with some new golfers, I think the girls that I have, their parents, I mean, of course, it's always the clubs. You need clubs, and you need, you know, most of them you need a pull cart because carrying clubs isn't just something that girls like to do.
Right.
And so those are the kind of the two main things that sometimes you might have to find for kids. I've had people that have offered to share clubs, give me clubs for girls, carts. So, again, yeah, it's been great. I don't know. I just think that a lot of it just comes down to, you know, when I see what, you know, there'll be a need for maybe some golf balls and stuff like that. But I know that out at the golf course, they've got some stuff that they're donating to us.
That's
this
awesome.
Year, some balls that the girls can use. So that'll be nice. And the school helps out with memberships with the girls, so that's a good benefit, again, of joining golf is that, you know, you can golf through the summer then, you know.
Yeah, and that's kind of important because it's not something you can just do for a couple of months and then drop it and then come back and be as good a golfer or better golfer, you know, when you come back the next year. So it's something that I've always said, off-season is important. You want to be a kid. You want to let kids be kids, of course. But being on the golf course for me when I was, you know, in high school was being a kid. I mean, it was so much fun. And it got competitive with my friends as a friendly competition. So it's important for these girls to be out on the golf course in the summertime and being practicing their skills, but also having a great time.
Yeah, and the thing that's nice about golf is you can go out whenever you want. If you like to go out and get up in the morning and go out and golf, you can go out and golf. If you want to golf in the afternoon, you can go out and golf in the afternoon. So, and you can do it 7 days a week if you choose to. So
And the nice thing about having a membership is you don't have to just play 9 holes or 18 holes. You could go out there and play all day, you know, even have lunch at the clubhouse and keep playing.
Exactly. Or go out and play 5 or 6 holes and be done for a while if you want.
Exactly.
That is definitely a benefit.
I know that participation from the crowd and the community is important. Now, if you've never been to one of these high school golf meets, I went for the first time, I think 4 or 5 years ago, and I thought, oh, this is going to be just, you know, I had so much fun walking the course, following the kids around, you know, kind of listening in the background to the comments that were made between the girls. And you're right, they do know each other. You know, Chamberlain knows Mowbridge Pollock and Winner and so on and so forth. So you have those comments. It was such a great time. And there's plenty of space for you to come out and root these girls on.
Oh, yeah. There's lots of room to come out and root on because you can walk any holes you want. You can walk the whole course, follow one set of girls, or you can jump holes. And so, yeah, you can just have fun checking it out.
And the girls appreciate it, especially when they're putting for an eagle or birdie on that last hole and you hear that crowd, you know, that is something that's motivating.
Yeah, yeah. And it's unfortunate because we don't get a lot of spectators other than the girls' parents. So hopefully the more kids we get out, there'll be a lot more people out there and cheering them on.
Yeah, and there's a big need for volunteers when you do a home meet. I don't think a lot of people understand what all goes into, number one, you have a marshal out there for each group that goes out. You have somebody that's counting strokes and so on and so forth. You have people that are out there cleaning up the course and so on and so forth. So there's a big need for volunteers too.
Yeah. In our, like, just in our regular meets, we don't necessarily have the markers, but like when we go to regions, pre-regions and regions and state, then that's where they really need volunteers is to step up is to, because each group has to have what they call a marker that keeps track of the girls' scores, even though they keep track of each other's scores as well. But yeah, there's a lot of things that go into it, you know, and there's always needs for people to want to volunteer something.
Yeah.
Some time or whatever.
And we've got a gem of a golf course here. You know, and I've golfed at a lot of the local municipal courses around this area. Not only is it challenging, but it's gorgeous. And the work that has been put in the last, I would say, 10 years has really made this a great experience for anybody who likes to golf.
I think we have a great course. For a 9-hole course, we have one of the best in the state, I think, and that goes out. Shout out to kudos for Jason and Stuart. They've worked hard. Our board has worked hard to promote things and to build things and update things. And it's just over the years. I've been a member for 25 years, and it's changed and improved so much. And every year, it just gets better and better.
Yeah, and so. In the beginning of the year, when they ask for volunteers to come out and do a little cleanup, there's a great opportunity for you to get out there and see the course, maybe if you've never been out there, but to help out, beautify, and bring, you know, these golf meets into town and the tournaments into town and so on and so forth.
Definitely. Definitely.
All right. I'm excited about this golf season. I always love to get out there and see the youngsters play in this game. I think that you see a true love of the sport when you see somebody who's, you know, in middle school to high school and they're out there competing like that. I think that's where the game develops. And like I said, it's something you carry with you for the rest of your life.
Exactly. exactly.
So you guys start out when?
We start our first practice on the 25th, next Monday.
And then your first meet is?
Our first meet is our Mulbridge Invitational on April 11th.
April 11th. And yes. So if you'd like to come out and be a fan, a spectator, or if you'd like to volunteer helping clean the course up and so on and so forth, maybe pay attention to the radio station. We'll let you know how you can help. And I appreciate Coach Klute coming in. I want you to know that we are going to check back in with you before the regionals and talk a little bit more about the individuals that are playing and how the season's going. I always appreciate the Mulbridge Pollock Golf Program because I always get a great set of results from each meet. It's always nice, and I know that parents and fans alike love to hear how the program's going.
Yes, definitely. And we appreciate that you put it out there.
Oh, I love
support
golf.
Us.
I'll go to my grave loving golf, that's for sure. Thank you so much for coming in. I appreciate it, and that's it for Tiger Talk. Thanks.
All right, thank you.
We'll be back next week with more Tiger Talk right here, brought to you by Dakota Bank on Star 99.